So, my children, I think oftentimes when we go to church, especially when we don't want to go to church, we immediately block out everything and we begrudgingly said, why do I have to be here? And we oftentimes miss the things that are inside our very own parish, our own church itself, that able to teach us many things. Have you ever taken a look at all the stained glass windows that we have in here? Probably not, right? But if you look onto your right-hand side, right here, you see the stained glass that say the death of Abel, the first crime committed after the fall of Adam and Eve, where a brother killed his own brother, the greatest sin ever, fratricide, the killing of one's own blood and kin. But you look directly over that, what do you see? The Blessed Mother holding Jesus. The greatest crime committed by humanity when we choose to kill the Son of God. But that isn't the end. Close to that, we see the resurrection. And close to that, you see the Pentecost. And close to that, you see the last days. The story didn't end there on the cross. The story continues on with the resurrection. You see, if you and I pay attention to what our very own church, or what our own parish have with the stained glass, we learn so much. But oftentimes we come into church and we zone out, we say, oh, I don't want to be here. And we close off from learning. The history of salvation, the history that the Lord wants us to learn, that even in the greatest crime committed, the crime against one another or the crime against God, God had the ultimate word and God will win. We have seen in human histories where we have gone through a lot of evil times. And even in our last century itself, the 20th century, we've seen not only one world war, but two world wars. And on top of that, many conflicts, many wars, many people dying. And oftentimes we think that the world is going to end. But God will always vindicate. He will always win. And today, in the gospel reading today, you will hear the escalation that will ultimately lead to the Holy Week itself. The Holy Week where Jesus will give his life in ransom for ours. He gives his life to save ours. When was the last time you see someone who gives their life for another? You see all the politicians, you see all your media influencers and things like that. You see them focusing their phone upon themselves. Do they give their lives to others or is their life only for their own little things? Perhaps your age, most of you, plays Minecraft or Roblox. And then, do you see your favorite people who stream stuff on YouTube and stuff? Do they care about other people or do they only care about themselves? Oftentimes, they only care about themselves. They want you to watch them so that they have more views, they're getting paid more. It's all about them. And we have been taught into this same mentality, my children, my brothers and sisters, that life is all about me, my freedom. Freedom is then defined as the ability to do whatever I want. And if God become an obstacle for me, if the church become an obstacle for me, then God and the church have to go. Or God and the church have to conform to my will. Then who is God? You become God. You act like you're in control of everything. And we ultimately serve ourselves. So my children, you're going to a Catholic school. You're being taught Catholic teachings. And you, everything you learn in school is supposed to conform you and conform me, conform all of us to the will of God, to seek the truth. Freedom isn't just about what I want to do. Freedom is for something greater. For someone who loves us. Someone made us out of love for love. God who gave his own life for us. An expiation for our sins. So therefore, you and I need to choose to give our own life for other people. When was the last time you had to eat something you don't like? It's so easy now to say, oh, I don't want something. I don't like something. I'm just going to throw it in the trash. We have become such a wasteful society. So, did you know that? I know I was at the base several days earlier, and parents were complaining about picking up their children when it's what raining. And I go like, OMG, that's what we're complaining about? But did you see, even on the days when it rained, here in Lompoc, California, on the days when it was pouring rain, did you go to Florida and you see people working out in the field? Here in Lompoc. Sometimes we think life is miserable because we're getting challenged a little bit. But yet here in Lompoc, we're called to grow, to be greater than what we think is just challenging for a little bit. To grow in the love of Christ. To grow in the truth. I'm not asking you, my children, to be tough. I'm asking you to be willing to grow and to be truly free in Christ Jesus. So the next time you go to church and you think that church is boring, look at what the church is trying to teach you and me. If you just take one lesson out of all of those stained glass windows that we have in here, and even if you don't remember what the priest or the deacon say, if you just take one of those stained glass windows and learn from those lessons, I think those lessons of faith will teach you so much. Maybe the problem, we haven't opened our eyes to learn. We only want things our way. Well, guess what, children? This is not McDonald's. This is not Burger King. You don't have things your way. It's God's way. And we conform ourselves so that we seek God and His kingdom first.